This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. A powerful car blast occurred near Lal Qila metro station in New Delhi this evening. Talking to media, Delhi Police Commissioner Satish Golcha said, at around 6:52 p.m., a slow-moving vehicle stopped at the red light and an explosion happened in that vehicle. He added that due to the explosion, nearby vehicles were also damaged. The police commissioner informed that some people have died and some have been injured in the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken stock of the situation in the wake of the blast in Delhi. Sources said he spoke to Union Home Minister Amit Shah and took an update of the situation. Talking to Akashvani News, Delhi Air Fire Service said that they have received a call about the incident at around 6:55 p.m. It said that 7 fire tenders were dispatched due to the scene to control the blaze. Home Minister Amit Shah visited the Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Hospital in New Delhi following the car blast near Red Fort metro station. Earlier speaking to media, Mr. Shah stated that centre is exploring all possibilities and will conduct a thorough investigation into the blast. Talking to media, Mr. Shah said all options will be investigated immediately and the results will be presented to the public. He informed that the blast occurred in a Hyundai i20 car at a traffic signal near Red Fort in Delhi. He informed that preliminary reports indicate that some people have lost their lives. Mr. Shah said that within 10 minutes of receiving the information of the blast, teams from the Delhi Crime Branch and Delhi Special Branch reached the spot.
NSC और NIA की टीम FSL के साथ अभी गहन जांच करने का शुरू किया है। आसपास के स्थान के सभी CCTV कैमरा और बाकी सब चीजों की जांच के आदेश दे दिए गए हैं। मेरी CP दिल्ली से भी बात हुई है, स्पेशल ब्रांच के इंचार्ज से भी बात हुई है। CP दिल्ली और स्पेशल ब्रांच के इंचार्ज स्पॉट पर मौजूद हैं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones in the blast in Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped for the speedy recovery of those injured. Meanwhile, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called the incident extremely painful and disturbing. In Bihar, stages set for voting in the second and final phase of the assembly elections tomorrow. 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts will go to the polls in this phase. Polling will begin from 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 in the evening. However, due to security reasons, polling in 7 assembly constituencies, including Chainpur, Govindpur, Rajouli, Jamui, Sikandra, Chakai and Jhaja, will conclude at 5 p.m. In addition, polling will also conclude at 5 p.m. at 1202 polling booths located in certain areas of Gaya, Aurangabad, Banka and Rohtas districts. By-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states will also be held tomorrow. These constituencies are Badgaon and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Naupada in Odisha. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasised that India achieved defence production worth around 1,51,000 crore rupees in the year 2024-25, with defence public sector undertakings or contributing 71.6% of the total. The minister made these remarks after inaugurating the Defence Public Sector Undertakings Bhavan, a state-of-the-art central facility at the World Trade Centre in New Delhi. India assured itself of at least 2 medals at the Asian Archery Championship 2025 in Dhaka, with both the recurve men's team and the compound women's team advancing to the finals after an impressive semi-finals victories today. According to updates shared by the Archery Association of India in a social media post, the recurve team men's team comprising Yashudeep Bhoge, Antu Das and Rahul registered 5-3 win over Kazakhstan. And that's the end of the news bulletin.